All those who have gone to the place called Calvary. All those who are emphatically embracing the promises of the eternal God. All those who can confidently say here and now, thank God my sins are gone. Thank God I'm lifted from the miry clay. My feet are now planted upon the eternal rock. All those who can shout with confidence, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. All those who are holding on to what God says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Such an individual, by the grace of God, in conjunction with the finished work of the Jesus of Calvary, can truly say, Lord Jesus, thank God, at your table is my place. And I can respond by saying what he says, this do in remembrance of me. Having gone to the place called Calvary, and again, I believe we can all pause and say with great confidence, thank God for Calvary. And thank God for the Jesus of Calvary. Because having gone there, we can now boast of the fact that we are empowered by God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit residing in your life, residing in my life, gives us the assurance, gives us the confidence to say, as the Word of God says, that having had the encounter with the Christ of God, we are now privileged. We are now empowered to live extraordinary lives. The kind of life that is a total shock to just about every individual, especially those who are swallowed by skepticism, doubt, and fear concerning what God has declared in his word regarding the Christ of Calvary. And the place called Calvary. Listen to what happened to men like you, like me, as their lives were carefully scrutinized by individuals of the day. The conclusion was, they are ignorant and they are unlearned men. But in spite of that observation, there is a far greater observation. We can't help it. We've got to confess that they are living the way they are living, not because they have the power to live the way they are living, but they are living simply because of the Christ of Calvary and the finished work at the place called Calvary. And thank God, we who have gone to Calvary can say this afternoon, by the grace of God, you and I haven't got to live ordinary lives any longer. And in fact, if we're living like an ordinary man, an ordinary girl, an ordinary woman, something has got to be wrong. Because when you come to know the Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, you now have the power, the real power, the power from God released in your being to live in a manner so that those looking on will have to say, indeed, those are individuals who are called from above, heavenly men by birth. Those are individuals who are obviously no longer connected to earthly things, no longer under the influence of earthly things, but those men are obviously bound for glory. Thank God for Jesus, and thank God for the place called Calvary. And then finally, brethren, God would have us to understand, as we stay in the light of the place called Calvary, and the Jesus of Calvary, we can refresh our minds with one of the three men at Calvary. We have singled out the Christ of God. But don't we recall that there were two others being crucified? One on the right, one on the left. Somebody, one of those men, while he was there on the cross, something got a hold of him. And he looked away from his deplorable state. And yes, he knew that death was tearing him in the eye. But thank God, there was a far greater reality that got a hold of him. He knew without a shadow of a doubt that he was in the presence of the life giver. And he knew without a shadow of a doubt that the Christ of Calvary was there. And he was simply taking his own place. Because after all, as a sinner, he was weighed in the balances of Almighty God. And he was found wanting. But thank God, he came to the conclusion, I should have died because I was guilty before God. But thank God, Jesus took my place. And so you know what he said? Well, remember what he said. Lord, remember me when you go in paradise. In other words, Lord, I've gone through so many things down here. And I know that when I die, that will not be the end. And somehow I believe he knew without a shadow of a doubt that dying outside of God and Christ, he would be exposed to God's eternal wrath. He didn't want that to happen. And by the grace of God, his tongue was loosed in conjunction with his mind that was made, was enlightened. And he said, remember me. I am glad that the Christ responded. Because every man, every woman, every boy who cries out to God the way God wants man to cry out to him, instantaneously, the Christ of God will respond. Jesus responded to that cry. He said, you'll be with me. You and I can declare that with great joy. What are we told by God through the written word? Peter talks about it. He says, we have. Isn't that glorious? Isn't that blessing? Isn't that heartwarming? Doesn't it take the spirit to another level? But what do we have? Many of us do not have silver. Many of us do not have gold. Many of us will not have the privilege of flying in the air. Many of us do not have a grand mansion down here. But praise God, we're looking beyond here and we're looking to glory. We have a mansion in glory. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house, many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where is he? He's a man in the glory. Am I going there? Are we going there? Of course we are going there. By grace are we saved through faith. Saved not for down here, but thank God we're saved for glory. Get back to Peter. We have a portion, incorruptible, undefiled, fades not away, and it is what? Reserved in heaven for us. That's why we can say with confidence, with the writer, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. This is our testimony, given to us by the true and living God, in conjunction with the reality of Calvary and the reality of the man Christ Jesus, who is intimately connected to that place. And as a result of that, even now, we can confidently say what the Bible says we can say, and it's all about him. Thank God for Jesus, and thank God for the place called Calvary. Let's bow our head and close our eyes. Let's do together the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Let's softly do it.